Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. 71 today under mainly clear skies. Mainly clear again tonight. Lows dip down to about 43. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 68. Upper 60s Saturday with a chance for showers. Chance for storms on Sunday. Highs in the mid 60s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 45.
Kansas Middlebury Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State health officials say they are continuously tracking the measles outbreak in the state, many coming from that southwestern portion of Kansas, with two new cases being reported in the past week, both coming from Haskell County. KSNT News reports, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they say since the end of January, there have been 58 different measles cases in the state, 56 being connected to the outbreak. Two of the cases coming from Sedgwick County and Reno County are not connected from the ongoing outbreak concern. Out of the 58 cases, the majority, 19 of them coming from the age group of 0 to 4 years old, with 17 coming from that age group of 5 to 10 years old. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced that flags will be flown at half staff throughout the day today from sunup to sundown in honor of the Butler County paramedic, Justin Lopp, who died in the line of duty as of last week. Lopp was on an emergency call when he went into cardiac arrest, was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, and died on Friday. But American Network News.
At Rusty at Ford, we believe value should drive everything we do. And with employee pricing, you pay what we pay for your new Ford. For 11 days only during our Memorial Day sellathon, the deals are even bigger. Get employee pricing on Ford's best-selling lineup of trucks and SUVs. But hurry, this value-driven offer is for a limited time and only during this Memorial Day sellathon. Get employee pricing and 0.9% APR plus $3,000 cash on a new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Hurry, this deal ends June 2nd. Employee pricing and 0.9% APR plus $3,000 cash on a new F-150. We have over 85 new F-150s on our lot and ready for you. Visit Rusty at Ford or online at rustyatford.com. 0.9% APR for 36 months, $2,816 per month for $1,000 financed.
Kansas State lawmakers say that while the legislative session of 2025 may be officially over for the year, it's never too early to talk about what may be on the agenda for the 2026 legislative session as well. One of them partnering with what the state of Nebraska has recently done by saying that some of the top agendas that they want to focus on is reforming what may be available on the SNAP program or food stamps after the state of Nebraska says they're planning to ban soda and energy drinks from being purchased with the SNAP and food stamp program under the USDA waivers. Nebraska is the first state in the nation to receive a federal waiver to ban the purchase of soda and energy drinks under the benefit program for low-income Americans, known as the food stamps. In other news, the Community Food Network nationwide, known as Harvesters, that is involved here in the state of Kansas, has officially released a latest study when it comes to food insecurity in the nation, saying according to the study, 1 in 7 individuals in Harvesters' 27-county region currently is experiencing food insecurity. But American Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen wrapped up the weekend by officially nominating the commission for the 5th Judicial District for the Nebraska Supreme Court after the vacancy that was done by Jason McGirvin leaving the Nebraska Supreme Court just weeks ago.
This is a big deal. It's an incredible day for our court system, for Constitution, the state of Nebraska. As we don't just announce the appointment of a judge, we pass the branch of government in announcing the next Chief Justice of the Nebraska Supreme Court. This is something we rarely do. This is a historic day. It's a great day of celebration.
According to the governor, the commission put forward the three names put under by consideration by Governor Jim Pillen, including Jason Dole of Norfolk, Julia Reitner of Davis City, and Brianna Lattery of Columbus, Nebraska.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area communities announce plans for citywide garage sales with Hanover beginning Friday, Saturday. Maps available at sale locations and local businesses. Wymore Blue Springs will also host citywide garage sales Friday and Saturday, posted hours 9 to 5. Waterville celebrates the annual Nickel Day celebration this weekend, beginning with a cruise night Friday downtown. Saturday, the Lions Club Pancake Feed serves 7:30 till 10 at the Community Center. Car show registration is 8 to 10 a.m. They'll have kids games, including a cakewalk and a vendor fair from 10 to 2. Cornhole tournament with registration at 10 begins at 11 at the City Park. They'll have food trucks plus a beer garden, parade, and bike parade Saturday afternoon at 2 in Waterville for the Nickel Day celebration. Memorial Day services Monday are planned in Marysville, 8 a.m. at the old Spring Creek Bridge south of town. Then at St. Gregory Cemetery with services at the Marysville City Cemetery Monday at 10:30. Marshall County Community Band will perform beginning at 10 a.m. Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg service at 9 a.m. Axtell at St. Bridget at 9, St. Michael's 9:30, and Rose Hill at 10. Beatty Plan services Monday at 9:45 at the Catholic and 10 a.m. at the Union Cemetery. Blue Rapids American Legion will host 11 a.m. activities Monday on the square downtown this year. Frankfort begins 10 a.m. with Summerfield at 9:30, Mission Creek at 10:30, Evangelical Lutheran at 11:30. Vermilion will have a 9 a.m. service at Salem Lutheran Vermilion at 11, followed by lunch at the Community Building. And Waterville services Monday at 10:30 at the Riverside Cemetery. Sunday services planned at Barnes, 2 p.m. at the Maplewood Cemetery. Then Monday in Lynn at 10:30. Hanover Memorial Day service, 11 a.m. at Vitz Park. Greenleaf, 10 a.m. Cemetery. County offices will be closed Monday. County commissioners will meet Tuesday next week. Blue Valley Technologies continues its fiber expansion project in Washington and Waterville throughout the next several weeks. As the project moves forward, hookups to residents and businesses expected this summer. Unemployment numbers remain low with abundant local job opportunities. In March, Marshall County unemployment 3.4% and Washington County 3.7%. Alicia A. Vidosh, age 69, of Lincoln, formerly of Seward and Odell, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Odell Check Cemetery. Griffith Civil of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Alicia Vidosh. Larry A. Swanson, age 75, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Larry Swanson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, hamburger with baked beans, cucumber salad, and watermelon. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting lots of sunshine across the region for today as high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern. Also quiet for tonight, but turning more active then for Friday and especially into the start of your upcoming Memorial Day weekend as a slow-moving upper-level trough looks to exit eastward out of the Rockies, bringing daily opportunities for some showers and some storms Friday, Saturday, and even into your Sunday. By the time we get to your Memorial Day Monday, any shower and storm chances staying very isolated in nature, so not a complete washout by any means for your Memorial Day itself. We'll definitely stay on the cooler side of average the next few days. Typically this time of year, we have those average afternoon high temperatures in the upper 70s. We'll stick closer to the lower 70s by this afternoon. Friday also lower 70s, but staying confined to the 60s for highs Saturday and into your Sunday. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Average high temperature late May, 78. Record high on this date, 98. The average low, 57. The record low, 35. Sunset this evening, 8:40. Sunrise in the morning at 6:08. We received another few hundredths of an inch with a brief shower that moved across the region late Wednesday afternoon. Sunny and 47 degrees this hour. That's check in the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 22nd of May. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Game's a full 48 minutes and then some. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. Game one of the Eastern Conference Final going to the Pacers. They were down 17 midway through the fourth and by nine with a minute to go, but they rallied to force overtime and win it in OT, 138-135. 31 points for Tyrese Halliburton, including a game-tying shot as time expired in regulation. Aaron Nesmith with 30, 20 of them in the fourth quarter. In the loss for the Knicks, Jalen Brunson had 43, Karl-Anthony Towns with 35. 273 total points, most combined ever in a conference finals game. Game two tomorrow, game two for the West tonight, and on the heels of OKC winning the series opener, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander named the MVP. Meanwhile, Wolves guard Anthony Edwards fined $50,000 for his vocabulary choices after the game one loss. On the ice, Dallas explodes for five goals in the third, rallies past Edmonton 6-3 to take game one at home. Oilers squandering a 3-1 lead, which they took to the third period.
If they're going to win, they're going to need goaltending. And Skinner, I'm not going to point the finger at him tonight, but you're up 3-1. He's got to find a way to make a big save. And you could just see it. It was play after play after play. And this is what we've seen with Edmonton, is that when they unravel defensively, they unravel defensively.
ESPN analyst P.K. Subban. Football world mourning the death of Colts owner Jim Irsay, dying yesterday at the age of 65. At the league meetings yesterday, not enough support to ban the tush push, so it remains legal. Baseball, Phillies and Angels both have six-game win streaks. Angels double up the A's 10-5. Phillies a 9-5 win over the Rockies. Yankees walk it off against the Rangers. Mariners rally past the White Sox for a 6-5 win. Blue Jays pound the Padres 14-0. Cubs a 2-1 win over the Marlins. Tigers beat the Cardinals 5-1. Detroit's 33rd win in 50 games this season. Second most wins through 50 games in the last 40 years.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Marysville High softball and baseball team seasons came to an end. Wednesday, Lady Bulldogs softball fell to top seed Riverside 5-4 in extra innings in the semifinal, as Riverside went on to take Nemaha Central in the championship 10-4. MHS boys baseball team upended top seed Riverside 12-3 in the semifinals, then fell to host Sabetha 15-5 in the title game to finish runner-up. Girls softball team finishes the season 15-10, while the boys baseball team goes 10-14.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks tumbled Wednesday amid fears that a budget plan being debated in Congress might drive up U.S. debt. The Dow Jones dove 816 points to close back below 42,000. The S&P, which had been riding a wave for the past week, plunged 1.6%. NASDAQ fell 1.4%. Investors were running for cover as equities sank deeper into the red yesterday and finding shelter in cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin hit a new record overnight, surging above $111,000, according to Coinmetrics. Nike's absence from Amazon is ending. The shoe and clothing giant says it'll start selling directly on the retail platform after spending 6 years focused on its own website and brick-and-mortar locations. Meanwhile, Walmart plans to pare down its workforce by about 1,500 as a way to simplify its operations. Those job cuts are coming in the company's tech operations, the Walmart advertising department. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning. Markets opening up in just a little bit for the second to last day of the trading week. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Grains market finished positive in the green, and mixed numbers in the livestock market. We'll see if these trends continue throughout the day. July
July corn finishing positive 6.5 pennies at 4.61 even. September corn up 7.5 pennies at 4.42 3/4. Kansas City wheat for July up 4.25 pennies, finishing at 5.40 1/2. Kansas City wheat for September up 4 3/4 at 5.54 3/4. July oats up in the green at 3.59 1/2. And September oats finishing in the green as well at 3.50 1/4. In the soybean market, July soybeans up 9 3/4 of a penny at 10.62 3/4. August soybeans up 8 3/4 at 10.59 even. Soybean meal for July up $1.50 at $2.94.10. Soybean meal for August up $1.70 at $2.97.70. In the oil market for July, soybean oil up 33 cents at $49.83. Soybean oil for August up 35 cents at $50.02. The cotton markets for July slightly in the red, down 5 pennies at $66.07. And December cotton also in the red, down 3 pennies at $68.71. Over to canola oil for July in the red, down $2.30 at $7.16. However, November canola is up $5 at $6.86 even. We will see how these numbers progress throughout the day and see what's in store for us on a Thursday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Volunteer corn can create anywhere from 10 to 70% yield loss in soybean fields. With corn on many producers' minds, K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster explains the problems associated with volunteer corn.
I think volunteer corn is our number two weed in our soybean crops in the state of Kansas, you know, behind public enemy number one, the pigweeds. Volunteer corn can be a big problem because it does contribute to yield loss. You know, one thing that folks might want to think about in terms of volunteer corn is corn stunt, and it's a potential host for that virus and the insects that transmit the virus. So all of the reasons that we don't like volunteer crops apply to volunteer corn in soybeans. Volunteer corn can be a problem in corn as well. If you're in one of these, you know, corn on corn rotations, which a lot of times, you know, economics are going to dictate that that's the best thing for the farm, it can be a big problem. And there's really not a lot of options once you get that corn up. You know, the interesting thing is that there has been a little bit of research that suggests that as long as the corn is going to, the volunteer corn is going to mature at the same time as the planted corn, you don't really see a lot of yield hit, right? Because it's just more crop. But it can be, you know, it can be a concern there.
She discusses how growers control volunteer corn in corn fields.
One of the things folks can do in that kind of unique situation is looking at Enlist corn hybrids versus maybe Roundup Ready Liberty Link corn hybrids. So Enlist corn hybrids are resistant to quizalofop, which a lot of folks will know as Assure. However, they are not resistant to clethodim, which a lot of folks will know as Select. So you can use an Enlist corn as your crop and spray Assure to control volunteer corn that is Roundup Ready Liberty Link.
Lancaster shares why Enlist corn can create problems for soybeans in crop rotations.
Kind of our go-to for volunteer corn control in soybeans is Select or clethodim containing products. And so they will still be able to control Enlist corn with Select, but if they're using Assure products, so those quizalofop types of products to control the volunteer corn in soybeans, that's going to create some issues because they're not going to be able to kill the Enlist corn that way.
That was Kansas State University Extension weed specialist Sarah Lancaster on volunteer corn. Learn more in the May 1st K-State Agronomy E-Update. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Dairy Influence Sale starts 11 a.m. with two red Baldy cow-calf pairs. Calves are 60 days old. Four red and black cow-calf pairs. Calves 60 days old. Four 4 to 8-year-old black cows, bred black, heavy springers. 15 Holstein steers weighing 4 to 6, 30 weighing 4 to 6, 27 at 5 to 6. Two black dairy cross steers, 5 to 5.5. 10 Holstein steers, 5 to 6.50, one weighing at 5.50 to 6. 15 Holstein steers, 8 to 9, 15, 8.50 to 9. 31 Holstein steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter, 17 weighing in 900 to 1,000 pounds. Six black bulls and heifers weighing 4 to 4.50, 30 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7. Those are early consignment listings for the
the sale today. It is a dairy influence sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Spring is here, and it's time to take back your lawn with a new Hustler mower from Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Right now, grab a great deal with $600 off all Raptor Edition residential mowers, the mower that delivers pro-level performance without the pro price. Providing top-of-the-line cutting performance while also offering first-in-class comfort, find the full line of commercial and residential Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or their website, bluevalleytrailers.com, and take advantage of $600 off all Raptor Edition mowers until the end of May.
One of America's most edible wildflowers will soon be in bloom just about everywhere. We take a closer look at chicory on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 22nd, the 142nd day of the year. Sherlock Holmes creator Arthur Conan Doyle was born on this day, and in 1906, the Wright brothers received a patent for their flying machine. Next to the dandelion, America's most widespread wildflower, maybe that scraggly-looking plant with a bright blue flower you find along roadsides or in vacant lots. That's chicory, and it's in some of the earliest known herbal records. Most of us know it for the coffee substitute made from its root, but all parts of the plant are edible. Young leaves are often used in salads, and the petals make a delicious addition to iced tea drinks. In fact, you may have eaten chicory without knowing it. Varieties of chicory are also called endive and radicchio. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Are you seeking that dream recreational property or thinking of selling your farm or ranch? I'm Aaron Bauman with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate, and I serve both Nebraska and Kansas. Whether you're buying or selling, I am here to help guide you through the sales process. For information or a consultation, give me a call at 402-984-1690. That's Aaron at 402-984-1690 with Hayden Outdoors, the brand that sells the land.
728 from KNDY, 47 degrees this hour. Had a shower moved in out of southeast Nebraska, tripped across our listening area, northeast Kansas, early last evening. We had less than 0.1 of an inch here at studios in Marysville. Reports of about a quarter inch down toward Frankfort. Low to mid-70s, seasonal highs for today and on into the Memorial Day weekend. Looks like an increasing chance for showers as we head into the Saturday-Sunday time period.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's the kickoff of the Phillips 66 Big 12 Baseball Championship in Arlington, Texas, starting today as the Kansas Jayhawks are a part of that tournament, starting off their series going into game number one with their first pitch coming up at 4 p.m. The Jayhawks wrapped up with a record-breaking season, finishing their overall record of 42-14 for the regular season, finishing conference play of 12-10, and having five-game winning streak throughout the season. Their final series of the regular season, they ended up sweeping number 14 West Virginia, where they ended up shutting them out for two of the three games, with the final game winning 7-0. The championship game for the Big 12 Baseball Conference is coming up on Saturday. If the Jayhawks make it through, they will move on to the NCAA regional games starting on Friday next week through June 2nd. That goes into the NCAA Super Regionals, followed by the official College Baseball World Series that begins on June 13th. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High softball and baseball team seasons came to an end Wednesday. Lady Bulldog softball fell to top seed Riverside 5-4 in extra innings in the semifinal as Riverside went on to take Nemaha Central in the championship 10-4. MHS boys baseball team upended top seed Riverside 12-3 in the semifinals, then fell to host Sabetha 15-5 in the title game to finish runner-up. Girls softball team finishes the season 15-10, while the boys baseball team goes 10-14.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call. B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown for another week's edition with Jeff Wirtz and Mrs. Max Belaski. Jeff, we're getting down to the postseason action of the spring sports season, most notably golf is set for a state. Had a lot of TVL finishes and a good finish, especially from the Washington County boys. How did regional golf go for the TVL teams?
It was excellent. When six of the top eight fours on the day, incredible. Washington County getting the number one placing. They go 364. That was 13 strokes ahead of their nearest competition. Washington County had a great day led by Monty Huckett shooting an 84. That got him second place behind a golfer from Bishop Seabury. But you look at that. You look at top 10 even here. It's all TVL other than two golfers. It was all TVL at this meet. A few from Washington County, a few from Centralia, and guys that were shooting much better than I think I've seen them in the last couple of weeks even. They have really improved and are hitting a stride like nobody's business as it comes down to the end of the season.
TVL kind of rolled that regional right there. On another one, the Valley Heights Mustang boys, they make it to a state tournament. They place third as a team, Jane DeWalt fifth individually in that two-way. Of course, state golf coming up next Tuesday. Many different places across the state of Kansas, 1A in Mariah Hills and 2A at Turkey Creek. Getting into also postseason softball and baseball action this week, the Class 2 1A regionals were set. Congratulations to the Onega Lady Buffalo winning their softball regional. Pretty impressive what that team was able to do to come out of a tough TVL. But let's talk about the run that their opponent had in the regional championship. The Valley Heights Lady Mustangs came into that tournament the sixth seed, only 7-14 on the year. They take out the three seed, then the two seed to advance to the championship. Again, TVL, I think iron sharpens iron. Didn't have the best record running in because of some other good teams throughout the league, but they knew how to play ball and played it extremely well up until facing a good Onega squad.
And, you know, you talked about the record for Valley Heights. I don't even look at regular season records because I know they are so skewed here in the league. You can have a team that, as you said, Valley Heights came in with 7 wins on the year, but I knew they were probably the better team in most of those games. They field well. Again, they hit incredibly. And so I wasn't paying much attention to those records because I knew what this team was capable of.
Some other Twin Valley League action earlier in the week on Tuesday, the Centralia / Frankfort ladies softball team, they fell in first round action to Axtell Sabetha. So congrats to Axtell Sabetha. Fortunately there for Centralia Frankfort, and it wasn't a great day for Frankfort on the baseball diamond either. They had a heck of a run to a regional championship game on Tuesday after some rain delays Monday, but fell short of a solid Rossville team 10-1 in championship. So congratulations to the Frankfort boys, second straight year of finishing regional runner up in their respective region. It's always a tough breaking loss, Jeff, but again, a heck of a run there by the Frankfort boys. 19-4 was their final record.
I mean, they played incredibly. We see those athletes in multiple sports. So same names coming out of Frankfort nearly every sport, nearly every season. And they just ran into a good Rossville team. That's all there is to it. I said on my social media, I still think Rossville is maybe a top contender in that classification. I really think they play very, very well.
Shifting our attention real quickly to the track now, all Twin Valley Valley League teams will be in action today with regional track. Jeff, where are those teams going to be running, throwing, and jumping at here later today?
Most of the teams will be going to Royal Valley. It should be a really good competition for all of those athletes, and I think there's another really good shot for these teams at Royal Valley to get some big times and big distances.
And our last congratulations go out to the Axtell boys and the Clifton Clyde girls as they both win their respective league meets there last week. Another edition of the TVL Rundown is done for this week. When we come back next week, I'm sure it'll be all about track, getting ready for state, as many athletes will be competing in that. Again, for Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight, this has been Max Blasky with KNDY Radio.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
KNDY.